All right, winter meetings continuing down in Orlando, and we head down there now and catch up with ESPN's Pedro Gomez joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. How you doing, Pedro?
I am well, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. We just had a conversation about Derek Jeter, and it feels like the Marlins kind of stolen the show in Orlando this year. And this debate, and maybe this is an inside-the-game debate, maybe it's a media-driven debate, but how do you feel about the idea that he's not at the winter meetings and he's not speaking with the media and he's not explaining what they're doing?
You know, if I was a Marlins fan, I'd be upset. And, you know, for the Marlins to say he was never expected to be here, he was never planning to be here, okay, well, if that's the case, then why was he at the general manager's meeting a few weeks ago? You know, if you're going to be consistent with that, then why go to that but not to this? Especially where this is where all the moves have been made. And truly, you know, look, as much as some people might say, oh, the reporters are just being whiny because he's not here. No, it's more about explaining yourself to your fan base. And that's who you really answer to. So in that case, it's really surprising that he is not here to, like I said, explain himself to Marlins fans. And that's, you know, those are his new customers.
So what do you think his motivation for this role is? We were talking earlier in our show about former athletes wanting to get involved in pro sports and the same sport they were involved in. It's about the competitiveness and winning and being a part of that culture again. But it's like he shows up on scene and the first thing he does is gets rid of the most popular player in the organization. And then it's just a fire sale. So it's like, what is this motivation for Jeter to be involved in this? Is it like, is there actually a plan to tear down and do the Cubs model, or what the hell is he doing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've seen in the last few years that other clubs have been successful in doing this. You know, the Houston Astros are probably the best example of a club that completely tore down and rebuilt, and look what they just accomplished. Mm-hmm. The Cubs are one of those clubs. The Royals, to an extent, they didn't tear down, so to speak.
They were just bad for a long time.
Yeah, they were bad for a long time, but built through the draft. And, you know, the reality is that this is a club that sold for $1.3 billion. And there was a lot of people that believed that the club was probably worth around $800 million. But, you know, that $1 billion threshold is so important to the business aspect of baseball that that's maybe why they went in that direction. But it certainly is looking now like this new ownership group doesn't have the deep pockets that maybe they portrayed themselves as having. And there is precedent for this, because when you think back about 10 or 12 years when Frank McCourt bought the Dodgers, you know, he didn't have the deep pockets to be able to sustain a franchise like that. And he in turn sold to the Guggenheim Group, who obviously has opened up their checkbook. But, you know, if you're a Marlins fan, I think you're basically tired of the exact same story just repeating itself every 7 years or so, where a new owner comes in, says things are going to be different, but yet it seems like the exact same story is replaying itself over and over.
Do you have any clarification on what's going on with the Angels and Ohtani? I saw some tweets today saying maybe this guy doesn't even play for another year. What the injury is, or where do they go from here? It's got to be disappointing for everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's not, you know what, I think that might be a little overstated. If you took every single pitcher that is throwing in the major or minor leagues and examined their UCL, the ligament, the ulnar collateral ligament, I've been told that at least 90 to 95% would have some fraying, some slight tear in there because it's such an unnatural motion. So look, every club received the medical report on Ohtani, and they all saw the exact same thing, and yet everybody still bid on trying to sign him. So I don't think that it's a surprise that there's a little bit of damage in there. Like I said, if you were to open up every single pitcher, there's 90% would have something going on there, pitching with a 20% tear or a 15% tear or 25%. So this is not unusual. And let's say worst case scenario, he blows out during spring training and he has to have Tommy John surgery. He doesn't even have to be on the major league roster this year. So his clock hasn't even started. So the Angels would still have 6 full years of control of Ohtani. And when you think of a player of this caliber that cost you about $24 million to sign, it's still well worth the investment.
With Pedro Gomez of ESPN, he's live at the winter meetings in Orlando. Reports came out yesterday that CC Sabathia, or at least his agent, had a conversation with the Blue Jays front office. How would you handicap the chances of Sabathia leaving the Yankees, and if so, at least staying in the AL East?
He's going to be comfortable in the AL East. He's pitched there for a lot of years now. He's been an American League pitcher his whole career. I would say that, he's not going to be an overly expensive type of investment. And I think any club that is in need of a veteran leader who can kind of take younger pitchers and show them the way, it's probably a pretty good investment. He's been relatively healthy. He takes the ball every 5 days. You could say what you want about his physical shape, but he does tend to take the ball and pitch. And, you know, he's no longer the Cy Young type pitcher that he once was, but he can give you 5 or 6 innings more often than not, and at least try to give you a chance to win a game. And it might very well be worth the investment for 1 to 2 years for a club that thinks that this is somebody that can definitely help our younger pitchers.
Thank you for doing this, Pedro. Enjoy yourself down there. Always appreciate the time.
Okay. Always good to be on with you guys.
There's Pedro Gomez, ESPN MLB reporter, live from the baseball winter meetings in Orlando, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. From now until December 23rd, when you purchase any used vehicle, you'll receive a $500 prepaid Visa upon delivery. Visit Maple Toyota right next to Wonderland.